Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Chelsea Amundson.
Good morning, LaVon.
Chelsea, it's been pretty exciting to have you in Cass County. You're sort of, well, you're a new resident.
I am. I'm very new. I actually moved yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. But you've been here visiting for several weeks and getting really acquainted out there to all the areas of Cass County. You've been making some visits around to talk about farmers markets. And we're gonna really zero in on produce in the park. But let's have you talk just a little bit about what's going on in the other communities.
Okay. In Anita, they're hosting a market on Monday nights. They had their first market this past Monday. And the Atlantic Farmers Market has been going on. It started last Saturday. And so on Saturday and Tuesday, they're in the Orchlands parking lot. And Griswold, I talked to Lisa at Lisa's Lunchbox last week, and she's interested in possibly a Monday market. And then Messina is also another interested community that would like to host in the future. And we're just starting the conversation of who the vendors might be and who's going to organize it.
All right. Lots going on. It is exciting stuff. And it just gives people in the community several choices. You know, say, well, do we need more than one market? Well, they're different locations and different days for the most part. So you could go buy fresh produce almost every day.
You could. Somewhere in Cass County, you'll probably find it.
Yes. And you know, if you lived in many European countries, that's what you would do anyhow. That's what they do, right? They shop every day.
They do. Yeah. They buy everything fresh.
Yes, and they have lots of access. So we're working on getting more access here, and you've been doing a good job contacting everybody. Well, Produce in the Park, really exciting that it's hopefully going to kick off today, but we're a little worried, right, Chelsea?
We are. We're praying that this weather holds out for us.
Not looking good, but we want to go ahead and talk about vendors, businesses, some of the things that are happening. Because if it doesn't happen this Thursday,
we'll start next Thursday.
Yes, exactly. It's going to be every Thursday. And that's a big change for Produce in the Park.
It is. It'll be a weekly event. And every week we're hoping to have kids' activities, music, meals available. And so it'll just be a fun thing to bring your family out to and buy some fresh produce and also just enjoy a night in the city park.
It's an event and something to do. But 5 to 7, that still gives people time. You know, come after work. And then if you have something else to do on Thursday night, you can still do it.
Yep.
So in between, there's all these opportunities, Chelsea. So let's talk first about, coupons. We're going to talk about vendors here in a little bit because there's a nice variety of potential vendors. But one of the new things is about these coupons. So kind of explain that to us.
Okay. If you shop downtown on Thursday night before 7, then the downtown businesses, which, can I read them here now?
Yeah.
They will give any of the shoppers a coupon for $1 off produce in the park. So then you can get your coupon from downtown, go up to the park, get $1 off produce, and then the produce vendors will give you a coupon for $5 off a $10 purchase at one of these following downtown businesses: Aunt B's, Bonneson's 5 and 10 store, Brown Shoe Fit, is it Guy's Perry's?
Guy's Perry.
Guy's Perry Jewelry, Howard's, Interior Touch, Something for You, Schwazer's, Tanner's Fashion, The Nest Egg, The Tinderbox, and Unique Salon and Spa. And then WS and Appliance will also be open till 7 o'clock on Thursday evenings this summer.
And the big thing about this, many of those, well, I think all those businesses have been open at least part of Thursday night, and we didn't know it. I'm sorry, but I didn't know maybe more than one or two. There's quite a few businesses.
Yeah, there are 13 businesses open downtown.
At least. And there may be a couple more that aren't here on this list. And so I think it's an opportunity to support our local community. But, hey, you can come to town, have your supper, go do an errand. You know, go downtown, shop.
And then come up and get some produce.
Yes. Now, the coupons that they'll get at the stores are for produce in the park. And I think most of those businesses have those right now.
Yes.
So you can start picking them up. You don't have to wait till Thursday at 5 o'clock to pick them up.
No. Nope. Right?
You can pick them up just any time now. And I guess the other thing that people will wonder about on the coupons for downtown, can they just use them on Thursday night? Because that could kind of get a little short.
They can actually use them from Thursday until Saturday. And one coupon for $5 off a $10 purchase, you can use at each one of those listed businesses that are open until 7 o'clock.
Okay.
So it's a great value. You can go to Bonneson's, then head over to Brown's and get $5 off at each store.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, great opportunity here for folks. And we hope people will we'll use those. I mean, it is a way to support our local economy. That's what mm-hmm. part of this is about. Mm-hmm. You know, farmers markets, I know that you've been familiar with farmers markets in other places. They're a great asset to a community.
They are. It's a great way to get your community involved and supporting each other and building your economy and just really being out there and having fun with the family. And it's just a great way to bring people from all different areas in your community together to have a fun event throughout the summer.
And who is going to be present doing the fresh produce and some kinds of crafts? And, you know, we kind of keep adding to those. I had a phone call this morning from somebody who said, well, tell me a little more about this. So just because we start with this list doesn't mean that next week it won't have some more.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty exciting. And I know you've contacted some of these people. So you want to talk about some of those vendors?
Yes, I'd love to. We have about 12 vendors right now. And one of them is Atlantic News Telegraph. They're going to be having a sign up for a grill giveaway. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce will also be there. Bridgewater Farms, Cass Incorporated, Complementary Care Health and Wellness, JMK Goats, Nishnabatna Naturals, Our Daily Bread, Rolling Acres Farm, Sue's Country Garden, Lawrence and Kathy Havens, and Ed and Rachel Martin. And so we have a wide variety of produce, baked goods. We also have one of our vendors makes the handmade rugs.
Yeah, those they never wear out. Once you buy one, they never wear out. The loomed rugs, yeah. Mm-hmm. Great colors, yes.
So there's more than just produce available at the market, but there are also other opportunities to buy local flowers and bedded plants, things like that, too.
Yeah, man, Sue's Country Garden may have some produce, but her main thing is the bedding plants.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not too late to plant some things. And she always has a wonderful kind of variety. And they're grown. She's near Oakland. And mm-hmm. so it's things that will grow here. It's not usually some exotic thing that you go, what am I going to do with this? Sue could answer that question for you.
She could.
And that's one of the important things about doing this locally, too, I think, is whoever's selling you this produce or this craft can tell you about it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Usually the hands that will hand you the produce are the ones that planted the seed, which is really neat because then you know right where your food comes from.
I bet. A lot of people use that phrase, knowing the face of the farmer.
Yes.
And so, mm-hmm. yeah, good way to get acquainted. And sometimes they have things to sell that you go, I don't know. I'm not going to buy that because I've never seen it. I've never tasted it. I never used it. And if they're selling it, I'm guessing they can probably tell you what to do with it.
I'm sure they can.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Kale is kind of the in thing right now. And that's not been that many years that it was all that popular. It's just been the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of things you can do with kale.
There are a ton of things. You can steam it. You can eat it fresh. We have kale in our garden back in Nebraska, and we just had some last night for our last visit there, and it is delicious.
Absolutely. It's just so many ways. And you can freeze it if you have a big quantity. You do kind of, it's supposedly you need to blanch it, but then it's great in soups and, mm-hmm. you know, because sometimes it kind of overdoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go, I can't eat all this right now.
So, no.
So you could freeze it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a couple of things that you mentioned kids' activities, and for tonight, hopefully, we're going to have Jack the dog, who is from Wells Fargo, and he's a big fluffy, kind of a two-legged dog rather than...
Yeah, I think there's... Yep, definitely a two-legged dog.
But then we have a four-legged animal, a petting animal, Mallory the goat.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that sound like fun?
Mm-hmm.
Kids will love that.
And she's only about 3 months old, Mallory is. I saw a picture of her. She's sweet.
Oh, so cute, yes. And then... and it's kid size, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then that, I don't know what you call it, throwing the bag in the hole. There's got to be three or four names for it.
We call it cornhole. Some people call it bags. I don't know what they call it over here in Iowa.
I don't know. I've heard it called a lot of things. But anybody can do that. I mean, if you're 2 years old, you could pick up a bag and try and throw it in the hole. If
mm-hmm.
you're 90 years old, you could pick up a bag and throw it in the hole or
mm-hmm.
try.
You can try. It's a great game.
Yeah, when I played it, I mostly try, not real often getting it in there. But it's easy to pick up and do. At this time, we're not playing to set up a competition. It's just kind of test yourself,
mm-hmm.
compete with yourself. So that will be fun. And we don't want to forget about Jack Jensen will be grilling. And last year he grilled, and you know, the odor is so good, and he gives away tasting samples. One of the things he grilled was radishes. Yeah, people go, grilled radishes? Ugh. It really changes the flavor. If you're not a strong radish fan, it kind of makes them sweet. Yeah.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, so and of course other fruits and veggies too. So he's a great griller, and will just be really willing to tell you about that. And you mentioned music.
Yes, Jeremy Faga. He's a singer-songwriter from around here. Yeah. We'll be playing the guitar. Yeah.
And when I saw him the other day, he said he's bringing a fiddler friend with him.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
that'll
so kind of just go around the park, and he'll have his CDs to sell. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's amazing, every song on his CD he wrote. And it's, things he knows about, which is, I think, good songwriters write about things mm-hmm. they know about. So that'll be fun. And a fiddle, I think, always adds a little excitement, too. So,
it does, especially for a farmer's market. Yeah, it's a great feel.
Yeah. Now, real quickly, I've talked away the time. We need to tell people, if the weather isn't going to cooperate, and Chris is going to tell us whether it's going to cooperate, we need to let people know that it's not going to be held.
Yes, we are going to let people know by 2 o'clock today whether Produce in the Park will be happening this week. If not, make sure and come out next week, because if weather permitting, we'll start then. But we're hoping that it works this week.
Listen to your radio, but you can also go to Facebook, Produce in the Park, all one word, all small letters, and you have a couple of sites.
We do KSOM or KJAN, and also Farmers Markets of Cass County on Facebook.
All right. So check it out before 2 o'clock if you're wondering if we're going to be there. Thanks so much, Chelsea Amundson. I know we'll be visiting with you again. And remember, it's all about locally grown.